Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Championship Monday. Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. Will LSU win tonight? 89% are saying yes. 11% are saying no. And to those 11%, I would say, what's wrong with you? We're talking about the championship game, naturally, and now what it means to the city and looking ahead at future games. Jeff Hundley joins us. Jeff Hundley, CEO of the Sugar Bowl Host Committee. Good morning, Jeff. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy.
Hey, Tommy. Good to be with you.
I saw you the article in The Advocate, and I saw a couple of things in there that I found very interesting. Before we get to that, how important is a game like this to New Orleans?
It's fundamental to who we are, Tommy. Major events are what we do. It's great for the economy. You know, the economic impact is estimated to be between $250 and $300 million. It's the national spotlight that comes with it, helps us to attract more big events as we move forward, and just keeps us, you know, in the conversation. You know, we're built for it, as you know, but it's we need to keep doing this for the city. You know, for the Sugar Bowl Committee is proud to be a part of it. We've worked on this effort with the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, and we're going to keep working hard. We've had a good few days so far, and the fans have been great, and we're excited to see it to a successful conclusion tonight with the ball game.
I don't even know how you begin on something like this, and I guess it's changed a little bit, Jeff. How exactly the analogy, if you not the analogy, the anatomy of getting this game from there to here, bidding it, et cetera.
It's different this time around, Tommy. We had to go out and compete for it. You know, we had previously, in the old BCS era, we had been grandfathered in, and we knew we were going to have the national championship every 4 years, and that was great while it lasted. But the playoffs started. This is year six of the playoff now, and we had to go out and compete. And there are a lot of cities around the country that want the event because it's a great, great event. It's not Super Bowl status yet, but it's just shy of that. And with all the coverage and the impact that it brings, so. You know, I've said it a million times, but, you know, as a city, we're a great city, but when it goes to compete for these big events, we're fighting above our weight class. We don't have the number of citizens. We don't have the number of businesses. So we have to hustle, you know, to try and make it work. This go around, it's an expensive endeavor. The Sugar Bowl Committee was able to step up and put $8 million of its reserve fund towards the effort, and that's something that you know the committee felt was our civic duty to do the first go around. But in the future, we're going to need help because we're not able to do that. It's a situation where that money goes to fund the event, and you don't make anything back on it. The city realizes the taxes, the state realizes the taxes that come, you know, with the event. The Sugar Bowl Committee itself, you know, gets the feel good of having and pride of having done, you know, a good job and having brought the event here. But again, it's as a business model, it doesn't make sense going forward for us. So we're going to be looking for entities to step up and help us the next time it comes for us to bid.
So when you say not enough businesses, not enough citizens, that's what you're talking about, not in terms of hotels or restaurants and being the ideal place to host an event like this, because everything's in walking distance, and everybody said that for a long, long time. But you're talking about to actually pony up the money ahead of time to get something like this or to put it on?
Yes, absolutely. That's what it is. It's between a $12 and $18 million budget that has to be funded to put the event on. And, you know, other cities either have a state fund that they can go and get that kind of money from, or they have, you know, a corporate community with, you know, Fortune 500 companies that can step up and help out as part of a civic endeavor. And we've had, you know, some good support from groups here, Entergy, Ochsner, Harris, Hancock Whitney, Freeport MacMoran, all stepped up to help. But that, you know, we need more than that going forward, you know, to make the numbers work, you know, in order to be an attractive option. People love coming here. There's no doubt about it. I was just with all the conference commissioners and Bill Hancock at a dinner last night, and they just sung the city's praises as we talked about the event. And they love coming here, but at the end of the day, we have to fund the budget, and it takes revenue to do so. And like I said, it's not something that the Sugar Bowl is going to be positioned to do going forward.
They invite you to bid on this? Is that the way it works, Jeff?
Yeah, it was an open bid, Tommy, the last time, so we were competing against other cities. I think they're in the future they may be going towards a invitation-type model that's being used with the Super Bowl right now and the Final Four. So we'll see if that happens. That we've been hearing rumblings of that, but nothing's been confirmed at this point in time.
So as it stands now, it seems like we better enjoy tonight because it might be a while till we get another one.
Yeah, again, we're going to be glass half full and be optimistic that we'll make an appeal to the state and to the city and other groups to see if we can get some help going forward in order to be competitive. We don't have to offer the biggest budget number here because of all the built-in, you know, niceties of New Orleans, the proximity, the great restaurants, hotels, entertainment, and the like. But we've got to have a respectable number that we can offer, and again, it requires all hands on deck, and we're hopeful to be able to convince everybody. I think with this being a new event too, this time, mm-hmm. you know, we found as we went in the community, there was a lot of people who weren't necessarily real familiar with it, and so it's been an educational process. And now that they've seen it, I think it'll sell itself a lot easier as we go forward.
Jeff, on a personal note, you sound exhausted.
I'm sorry, man.
No. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it that way at all. I just meant this has been a tremendous amount of work for you personally, has it not?
Yes, it has. It's been a long, you know, it's been 2 years in the making, and there's a lot of us who are tired right now that have been working on this and. You know, we all take great personal pride in New Orleans and wanting to be the best in doing these type of events. And again, as I shared earlier, the commissioners were singing the city's praises, and that's something that we'll sleep well once the game ends tonight.
In no way, Jeff, did I mean that negatively. The point I was trying to make is nothing just happens. I don't care if it's a cupcake sale at an elementary school to an event this big. Nothing just happens, and there are a lot of people behind the scenes working hard to see that it does. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Enjoy the game, and then get some rest. Jeff Huntley, Allstate Sugar Bowl CEO. And, boy, it's interesting to hear a lot of economic impact to the community, but you got to put that money up front, and that's private money. 7:53, 7 before 8. Got a code word coming up in the $1,000 nationwide cash contest. Right now, time for WWL traffic.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.